What do we got today?
Oh, it's hot. It's not as hot as yesterday. We get a little quote-unquote reprieve.
Mother Nature going scorched earth on us again this week for the second consecutive week. God bless anybody that has to just do things outside. I saw somebody commented on our Facebook page that they had to officiate an outside wedding over the weekend.
I feel bad for that person, but I feel worse for the bride having to wear all that stuff, all that, you know, it's usually
the heavy
big
dress, and all those things.
Do we remember the last time it rained too? When did it rain last?
I think maybe in February is when. No, I have no idea the answer.
Last time
to
it rained, it snowed.
Yeah. I have no idea last what that time. Answer is off the top of my head.
God.
But really, God bless anybody that has to do things outside. I got family in town, and, you know, I'm like the ultimate tour guide.
Truly are.
My wife and I like to show people around and have a good time. Plus, it's fun for us, too, doing things in the triangle that we typically don't do. Now we are going down this path of, like, what are all those fun things we can do inside nowadays? There's only...
I'd love some suggestions.
So many times we can take Sophia to Little Doodles in Wendell or go to Crabtree Valley Mall. I'm sorry, Crabtree. And, you know, take advantage of that. So do you guys have any great indoor recommendations to do when it's... Because it's 117 degrees outside.
Yes.
At least that's what it feels like.
I enjoy taking Luca to the Science Museum downtown.
Great idea.
I enjoy taking him bowling because
bowling's
always
a good idea. Yes.
Roller skating's fun. Ice skating is even more fun in this heat. And the movies.
The movie is also a great idea. We did, like I said, we did the Inside Out thing last weekend. Brian, you gave me a great idea earlier. You didn't even mean to give me a great idea, but you did as one of your College of Hollywood knowledge questions. Vidari Chocolate downtown.
That's a good one.
That place is fabulous. Plus, you can go on like a little mini tour and go around where they make all the chocolate,
too. Yeah,
we got
Boxcar right across the street.
Oh, arcades. Yes. Good idea.
That's a good one, arcade. Plus, the other one, Bumble Brews and Carrie. It's a place where you can take your kid. They play on, like, you know, like the...
stuff.
I keep wanting to call it gym equipment. No, playground.
Jungle
inside.
Gym. You're trying to think
jungle gym. Good Lord.
We're doing great today. For those
Monday.
Who don't know, Kyle and Brian have really had their foot in their mouth most of the morning.
Man, is this day over?
We have really had a hard time trying to find easy words. That we have no idea what those words are
I'm going to Bumble Brews after the show because my point is they have a jungle gym and a bar.
Okay, this is good to know.
Good job, Brian.
So as we're in this season of like
listening.
Summer camps and doing outside things, which is all great, when it's 107 degrees outside, at least that's what it feels like, I'm like, I want to do everything inside, all right? I know there are those outdoor people that like to burn up and all that.
Oh, yeah, those hot people.
So if you have any great indoor, what I'm trying to say, see, this is our day
so
far.
Let's just let this break end.
No, this is our day so far. I got to commit to this question, Sarah. 919-860-1015. If you also have some great recommendations for those indoor things that we can do so I can show my family around and so we can all like find those other things to do inside as well when it's 108 degrees outside.
We need to inspire each other.
919-860-115. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix.
Oh, we made it.
By the way, this list not just about me and trying to show my family around for the next couple days. With indoor places, there's only so much stuff we want to do outside when it's 107 degrees.
The worst.
With that, we have Amber with us right now. Good morning, Amber. What is that next inside activity we should all be doing right now?
Marbles Kids Museum.
Oh, that's
a good idea.
Good one.
And I think if you're trying to go to Marbles, which is one of the great places around the Triangle, no doubt about it, is you want to go in the sweet spot of that weekday. And I know it's a little bit different right now because schools are out. Because Saturday and Sundays are absolutely bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Total chaos.
Too much for me. I don't do it.
Yeah.
I will say I have taken my toddler, who's three now, Sophia, there multiple times, and I get into it as much as she does. I want to play dress up. I want to get into the little mini ambulance at Marbles.
Yeah.
These are all fun things to do.
Absolutely. The little doctors are my kid used to love to get on the stage and dress up in the costumes and do little performances on the stage area.
That's so
super
sweet.
Cute. My son liked the submarine and the pirate ship.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
All three of us, different answers. We're all about the money room.
Oh, the money room is a lot of fun. Now that he's older, he's into the money.
With the green balls that you can throw in. Oh, so fun.
Sophia loves just putting the green ball in the little vacuum.
Oh, I know.
And then it just goes
to
the top. That's
fun for everyone.
Amber, thank you for calling in. You
great
had
idea.
A tremendous Monday, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Thank you for looking out for us. All right, with that, we got Trinity with us right now. And Trinity, I just have to say thank you for putting up with this. We are really trying to work through our words today on air.
Yeah.
So thank you for being there for us.
No worries. It's okay, guys. You're human. It happens.
Thank you. Thank you. We've been blessed by the Trinity today. Trinity, what are some inside things that we can do?
Well, I have my little brother in the car with me on my way to my grandma's house, but he likes to go to indoor trampoline parks, so like urban air.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and ooh. Then it also tires them out afterwards, and then they go to...
And I've heard the massage chairs inside those places are the best.
Oh, absolutely. It gives both the parents a break and the kids.
This is good. Indoor trampoline parks. There's another great one I think you went to, Brian, in Durham, the OC Aerial Place. Didn't you go there, or was it you, Sarah?
Yeah, no. I went there. It's like a Ninja Warrior course inside. I'm glad you brought that one up.
And it has that massive slide that you ramp off
of. Yes, you can go down this giant slide. It launches you into the air, and then you fall into a foam pit.
Oh, my God. I want to go there today.
Trinity?
Yes.
Thank you for calling in today. We appreciate you. You have a great day, okay?
You too, guys. It's okay. Remember, it's okay to fumble.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
We need you.
Day,
we need you in our lives.
Bye, Trinity.
We're putting you on retainer. We need you as our therapist.
No worries.
Thank you.